from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
Thank you, Woody, and let's go right to him, Larry Bluestein. Blue, our high school football insider. I know Blue disagrees with me, but I believe, since I've been around, this is the biggest opening week in Broward County history for high school football. The Broward Showcase is obviously the biggest piece of this, but we've also got some great games all over South Florida to get to. Good morning, Blue. How you doing?
Good morning. I don't know if I disagree. I just said that this is setting the tone for probably one of the most impactful seasons ever. I mean, every week you're going to have great games, but I think this week is a little bit different, as you mentioned, because the Broward County Showcase in its third year and perhaps one of the most publicized events in the country. Where you have the number 1, 2, 4, 9, and 14 teams in a nation from last year on football fields over 3 days. So that, I agree with you. So, yeah.
Yeah, let's
it all begins today.
Yeah. Let's talk about it. Go ahead and hit it, Wood. Let's go.
Well, you know what? You take a look at the first game today, Peachtree Ridge of Georgia playing against Coconut Creek's Monarch High School. That'll be kicked off at 4 o'clock at Coconut Creek. And then the next one, I think that most of Liberty City will be in attendance when Miami Northwestern and Teddy Bridgewater makes his official debut against Coconut Creek in the second game at 8 o'clock. So, and both of these games, a lot of interest going into these games, and obviously other games today. You have Columbus and South Ridge, which will be a pretty decent game to open up. Booker T. Washington is getting a chance to play South Dade. But then tomorrow, the scene shifts to a couple of places. Let's start with Traz Powell Stadium, where Lakeland, two-time defending state champion against Miami Central, which missed out last year for the first time in 4 years, will take on, and this since this game has been called, you know, made, all there has been is talk, internet talk, and, you know, Polk County, Dade County, and that'll unfold at 7:30 at Traz, as I said. And then,
wow.
Oh, by the way, up the road, you have two of the most impressive quarterbacks in the country for 2025 in Milton, Georgia, defending Georgia state champions, and Luke Nickel, who's committed to the University of Miami, so there's a lot of interest there, against American Heritage with one of the top 2026 juniors in the country in Dia Bell. So that's just another choice to make. And Oh, by the way, up the road again in the showcase, Lake Mary with Noah Grubbs from Florida, class of 2026 quarterback, will take on Cardinal Gibbons' team that has won the first two times they've been in the showcase. 2 years ago against nationally rated DeMatha High School out of Washington, D.C., and last year from Cardinal Gibbons of North Carolina. So those showcase games in the first couple of days, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of talent, plus the Lakeland, the Central game, you know, and there's some other contests, obviously, that we'll have an opportunity. Saturday is the day, if you're really a high school football fan. Two nationally televised games on ESPN. Defending national champion Las Vegas Bishop Gorman will come to St. Thomas Aquinas to play the Raiders. Five-time defending state champions. That's a 4 o'clock ESPN kickoff. And right after that, at 8 o'clock, you have defending national runner-up Chaminade Madonna going against the St. John Bosco team from California that was here last year. And they loved it so much, they're coming back. And then,
wow.
Yeah, and not only that, the other in the final showcase game will take place at Western High School in Davie when Hoover of Alabama, maybe not the tradition-rich school it has been in the past, but still a program over the years with Rush Probst that had a lot of talent, and they'll kick off at 7 o'clock out in Davie. So, can I catch
Man,
a breath on
holy
this first
smokes.
Week?
Boy, that's... Yeah. Hey, so I got to ask you, I know not everybody's going to be as good as last year, and Chaminade, I was just saying this before you came on, Chaminade can't be as good as they've been the last 2 years. It's just impossible with the players I've seen that UM's been able to get. Ohio State's got one of the best wide receivers we've ever seen come out of South Florida. He's actually already starting at Ohio State as a true freshman. You lose guys like that, and I know those guys, and I see them working out at Vista View, and I'm going, you guys someday might be really good, but it's hard for me to imagine that group of guys that everybody's raved about can be as good as those two guys that just left.
100%. Although you got to give Damian Jones and that Chaminade team a lot of credit year in and year out. They come back. They're going for a 9th straight trip to state. Everybody
wow.
wants to. Everybody Damn. Wants to go once, but they're going for a 9th straight trip to state. They're a 1A team. There's not a lot of competition for them, yeah. but let's put that as a big but there. Their schedule is crazy. I mean, they take on all comers like they do every year. They're going to be playing just an amazing schedule coming up. And, yeah, you're 100% right. You can't lose a generational wide receiver and then another one, you know, who was pretty darn good, a quarterback went to NC State, a running back went to North Carolina, a defensive end that went to Pitt. I mean, it goes on and on. Your safety went to the University of Miami. So, it's going to be a good game. Obviously, it's going to be one in the trenches, and that's where Chaminade Madonna probably doesn't have what they've had in the past, but we'll see. You know, we'll see. You got to still play the game.
Hey, Blue, I got to ask you this one. So Central looked really good. I know it was a practice game or preseason game, whatever you want to call it. Central looked really, really good last week. They got Lakeland. Lakeland hasn't lost. They've won 30 games in a row. Is this Lakeland team stacked again? Because they better have their big boy pants on, because that Central team looks like the old Central teams again.
Yeah, well, you know what? Both teams are stacked with talent, as you said. I mean, and Lakeland in the past really never played anybody. But now that's not true. Over the last couple of years, they've stepped up to the plate and played some pretty good teams. And, you know, in their state championship game against a real good Venice team, scored over 60 points, had 800 yards of offense, and they didn't come back intact. So it's going to be real interesting, you know, the year. You know, you have Bill Castle, who's a legendary coach who stepped aside before last season, and they still managed to come up and the state title. Coach Frazier's done a great job. But as you said, Central, when they're running on all cylinders, are going to be pretty tough. I mean, they have a really good offensive line, as always, but I think the strength of that team is defensively. They held, I think, last week in the kickoff classic game, a really sound Ocala Vanguard team, I think, 2 first downs. And their defensive line, they're, you know, led by Randy Arruda and the kid Floyd Bucard, who came in this year and he's going to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And then the linebacking core, Ezekiel Marcelin is a commit to Miami. Their secondary is really loaded. So it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a tug of war. And it's going to be, I think it's going to be a tremendous game. Maybe the best game in the state, one of the best in the country for sure. You know, coming up, you know, right here at Traz. And then, as I said, you know, you got the other two games. You Milton, Georgia, who lost to Western last year, then won 13 of 14 games and won the state title in Georgia, which is not an easy, you know, accomplishment. Yeah. And the American Heritage, which missed out on a state championship last year. Mike Smith's got that team, and I mean, they're loaded with talent. And then, you know, never count out Cardinal Gibbons either, because, you know, Matt DeBuck has done a tremendous job. But they're going to have their hands full, too, with the Lake Mary team out of the Orlando area. That, you know, won 12 games or 11 games last year. Yeah. So it's
a lot of good stuff.
Not only that, but the Saturday, Joe, is going to be worth the price of admission. Hey. Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Real quickly, Norlin just loaded up last year. My God, what if you're going to win a state championship, and they probably should have won the state. They came up short in that game. Everybody thought they're going to be really good. How much do I read into the butt kicking they took last week?
Wow.
Just give it to me straight, Blue. I can.
Well, can I? I can tell you first of all, they faced an Armwood team that was loaded. I mean, just loaded. Both sides of the ball. They had Gerard Pringle, a University of Miami commitment, who just went off in the second half and looked real good. But where Norlin's probably their deficiency is on the offensive line. They're big, but they don't have anywhere near what they had last year.
Yeah.
And that's where the games are going to be won and lost. And, you know, they play Miramar, a team that is good, but not shouldn't be in their caliber. But we'll see. You know, they got a tough schedule. You know, yeah, they were disappointed with last week's showing. But I'm not going to take anything away from Armwood. They were a really good football team, and but not 31 points better. So I think that was a wake-up call. I'm sure Coach Heidelberg has this team ready to go. And, you know, that's I mean, there's no more easy roads. Every single week, Joe, you and I are going to talk, and there's going to be some national implications every single week.
Yes.
You know, we talked about St. Thomas. Everyone always criticized their schedule. They can't do it this year. They play Columbus. They play Chaminade. They play Monarch. They play Western. And obviously, they play the defending national champions in the opening game. So, you know, I mean, and you and I talked, the real good thing about when at the year ends, you could say we have one team is going to be better than the next because everybody plays each other.
Yeah. Hey, real quickly here too, while we're at it here this morning, and and talking about all these games, what game are you looking forward to the most that on paper looks like it could be the best game of the weekend coming up?
Lakeland Central. I think that's a game that, you know, you have two immovable objects, six state championships between the two of them in the last 5 years. So, and I just think that they're two caliber teams. And by the way, down the road, if you're really looking, Lakeland is 5A and so is St. Thomas. So, I mean, that could be one of those rematches.
Yeah, that's old school right there, man. That's some of the great ones at Hard Rock Stadium. Oh, that's great stuff.
Exactly. So there's, you know, I mean, you have some really, really good competition for Norland and American Heritage are in the same region. So one of those is going to go to state and the other one's going to kind of look forward. So, yeah, I have a lot of competition. Don't forget about Columbus.
No, you know, they I know you bring them up a lot and you like the Columbus. Yep. You like the coaching, but they're not as good as they were a year ago either.
Probably not as deep. You're right.
Yeah.
But
it's not a shot, by the way. It's just a talk show here, man.
But they are two-time defending state champion, and Coach Dunn and his staff
have
done just an outstanding job. But I'll tell you the team, and I told you that I'm calling out. This is their year, probably as loaded as they've ever been as Western High School, right down a block from your house.
It's time.
It's time.
Team he put together right by the house. He'll see me three or four times this year on a Friday night. Hey, Blue, great having you, man. Have a great weekend. I can't wait to come home and see what's going on here and see if my wife on date night wants to go watch St. Thomas where we put our kids through. I don't know if it'll fly or not, but it's worth a shot. So thank you, Blue.
Nice. Be safe on the way up to Tampa.
I will. Always drive safe, man. Thank you. Larry Bluestein, our high school football insider, joining us to talk a little bit about what, and you can see he's jacked up and knows everybody in the state and how good they are and everything else. Really makes it fun, so I want to thank Blue. Hey, Kim Bocamper going to join us coming up here at 8 o'clock this morning from Tampa Bay. We'll get caught up on everything Miami Dolphin, including injuries to who might be playing and some of the great matchups we're going to be watching here for some guys trying to make the team that this game's important to. We'll talk with Bo with all that stuff. Hey, by the way, if you hired a law firm that you're just not happy with, made promises they haven't been able to keep, can't get a call back, doesn't seem to be important to them, and you're wondering why, and those beautiful and nice people that do those great commercials, you can't even find them anymore. So you're going, wow, I don't seem to be very important to you. Well, call Cohen and Judah for a free second opinion on your injury case. Let them tell you what they think and let them go to work for you. This is what they do, man. And if communication is a problem, you won't have that. You want to talk about great skills. Cohen and Judah, the injury law firm, is fantastic. I know you're going to like it. Hey, if you've been injured, trip and fall, car, truck, or motorcycle accident, anything else, electric shock, when you're making that big decision on who will represent you, you might want to ask the person whose name is on that law firm, hey, by the way, are you going to handle my case? Not really. I do the commercial. Oh, okay, because Cohen and Judah, they will. Yeah, that's a big difference. Cohen and Judah, they'll handle your case from start to finish. Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. I got to tell you, if you're going through it right now and you haven't made a decision, call them. All you got to do is call them. You'll fall in love with them because they do it the right way. That's Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah with over 33 years of experience each. Implantation big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million dollar results, small enough to call you back. How about that? Go to CohenandJudah.com. Read the reviews. They're special, man. That's 866-324-7333. That's 866-FAIR-FEE for Cohen and Judah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.